Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll bring the chapter on the virtues of visiting the sick. And we did a few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing the amount of greatness, respect, the amount of honor Allah Ta'ala gives as far as visiting a sick person is concerned, as far as feeding a poor person is concerned, as far as giving a drink to a thirsty person is concerned. We explained that normally in society, these type of people are neglected. People are interested in knowing those that are popular, those that are strong, those that are affluent, those that are influential. Our heart takes to them because we see some type of benefit for us in visiting these type of people, helping and assisting these type of people, assisting these type of people to such an extent that even if a janazah has to take place, then we say such and such a person passed away, therefore I'm going to his janazah. Or this influential person's brother, son, father passed away, therefore I'm going for the janazah. Or this person's son, I knew somewhere back, we did business together, so I'm going for the janazah. How often, we explained, Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi stopped one day, and he asked himself, he asked his nafs, am I going to the janazah because it's such and such a person, or am I going to the janazah because this is the ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's a believer, whether he had money, whether I knew him, whether he was influential, not influential, that doesn't matter. The fact that he was the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person of iman, I should be honoring him. Obviously, within a person's circumstance, he won't be able to attend every janazah. But the fact that if there's some janazah where he can attend and there is not too much of difficulty for him, this is the niyat we should have in our heart. That I'm attending this janazah because this person is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This great reward. So here we're doing still the chapter or the parts about visiting the sick person. As we go along, we will come to the chapter specifically about going to attending the janazah, attending the ghusl, the kafan, etc. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عُوذُ الْمَرِيضَ وَأَطْعِمُ الْجَائِعَ وَفُكُّ الْعَانِي رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit the sick, feed the hungry, and free the captives. Visit the sick, feed the hungry, and free the captives. This word, fukkul aniya, it actually means free the captives. But ulama also explain that it can also refer to assisting those that are in debt. Person who is in debt, he's like a captive. We say he's bonded. He's in debt, he's bonded. So therefore, Shariat is telling us, assist the man that is in debt. But today you look at the Islamic bank, so to speak, in inverted commas, what they do is a person is owing money, now he must owe more money. Person can't make his repayments and the house gets repossessed. What Shariat is saying, make it easy for the person that is owing. Firstly, we don't charge him more than he's owing. Then after that, what we don't do is, we don't make it more difficult and repossess his house. In Shariat, what we are told, drop that amount. Person is owing a certain amount, drop that amount. A person can't make his repayments, assist him in making his repayments, but don't ever take and repossess his house. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is categorizing a person in debt, a person that has to borrow money, as a person that needs your assistance. Not that we should exploit his situation and take more money back from him to give rich investors that invested in our organization. That what we are doing, we are lending money to poor people, we're taking more from them, and we're giving the returns to the rich investors. That is basically what happens in a bank. Rich people who got excess funds, they put it in the bank. That bank is now, that money is now lent to people that are in need. More is taken back from those people that are in need and giving to those people that have excess. Sharia is telling us, if you got excess, help those that are in need. Visit the sick, free the captives, feed the poor. This is the spirit of Islam. Unfortunately, in the times we're living it, we don't even give it a thought. But are we within the spirit of Islam, or are we in the spirit of the West and the Kufar to exploit those that are in need? Next hadith, an Thawban radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna al-muslima idha aada akhahu al-muslim lam yazal fi khurfatil jannah hatta yarji'a. Qila ya Rasulallah wa ma khurfatul jannah? Qala janaha, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Thawban radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a Muslim visits his Muslim brother, he remains amongst the khurfa of paradise until he returns. It was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is khurfa of paradise? He replied, the fruits of Jannah, the fruits of paradise. So whilst he is visiting his Muslim brother that is not well, he is amongst the fruit of Jannah until he returns from there. So here the hadith is teaching us that how beloved this action of visiting a sick person is, that this person is rewarded with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the forms of fruits in Jannah. Allah will give him fruits in Jannah, Allah will give him the fruits of paradise, not our ordinary oranges and our watermelons and our lychees and our mangoes that we get here. These are the fruits of Jannah. Why? This person went to visit a sick person. So therefore we find there many, many rewards. We did one hadith before, that a person visits a sick person in the morning, 70,000 malaika make dua and maghfirat for this person that came to visit till the evening. And if he visits in the evening, 70,000 malaika make dua and maghfirat for the person that the visitor that went to visit right till the morning. So our pious people, what they would do, they would think with an investment mind, like how we think for business with an investment mind. They would think with an investment mind, which part of the day is longer? Is the daytime longer? In other words, from sunrise right up till, or from Subah Sadiq right up till sunset, that forms the day. Is that part longer, from Subah Sadiq till sunset, is that part longer, or from sunset till Subah Sadiq the next day, which is more time? So for example, if from Subah Sadiq is when Fajr starts, till sunset, just say for example is 10 hours. They say here is 10 hours, and there how many hours? We got 14 hours from sunset till Subah Sadiq. So what I'm doing, I intend to visit the sick person, I'll rather go in after Maghrib, because for 14 hours, I'll get the malaika to make dua and maghfirat. If I go during the day, the malaika only going to make dua for me for 10 hours. So they'll calculate exactly which time to go also, so that they can get maximum rewards. Allah give us that type of mind also, that we are looking in deen to see how we can maximize rewards. Not only we're looking for bargains in our dunya, but also in deen we're looking for bargains to see how we can score. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. وَمِنْكِ عَمَلٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ